Hello, this is Georgiana Ziegler, Head of Reference Services at the Folger Library. I'd like to tell you more about Margaret Cavendish. She was born Margaret Lucas around 1623 and married the much older William Cavendish, Marquess of Newcastle, in 1645. Margaret's writings were wide-ranging and included plays, poems, and scientific essays. Both she and her husband suffered various illnesses, and they consulted with doctors and collected remedies. Margaret was quite familiar with Gerard's Herbal, which, she said, certainly describes the tempers of herbs, fruits, and drugs very learnedly, but she didn't agree with all his suggested remedies. Margaret wrote a series called Sociable Letters, meant for publication, but written in a familiar style. In them, she sometimes pokes fun at remedies suggested by doctors and makes suggestions about how to treat poor digestion or fatigue and weakness. Many of her comments show that she sincerely believed in the idea of the body being regulated with four humors: hot, dry, cold, and moist. For example, in commenting on one lady who, quote, takes cooling juleps in the morning and cordials when she goes to bed, end quote, Margaret disagrees. She writes that bodies are easier cooled when inflamed, applying cooling liquors, than to heat them with cordials when they are full of raw and waterish humors. In other words, the woman should take hot things first and cooling after, presumably at the end of the day. In another letter, she was perhaps ahead of her time in arguing that brown bread is more healthy than white because it retains what she calls the branny part. Margaret read some of the scientific and philosophical writings of the day by such men as René Descartes and Thomas Hobbes, and she responded to them in her own work. When she and her husband returned to London in 1667, she requested to visit the Royal Society. There was quite a stir over the invitation, as this was the first time a lady had ever been admitted. Margaret arrived in a coach accompanied by six waiting women. The men devised various experiments for her entertainment, for that was what they considered it. Thus, she saw Robert Boyle's air pump in operation, examined a louse under Robert Hooke's microscope, and saw chemical reactions creating heat and simulating the process of digestion. For a young woman who had once been shy and withdrawn, Margaret had become a female intellectual, a woman with a very independent mind, who might have felt more at home in the 18th century or in our own time than hers.